Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15 and verse 25. 6 hours, one Friday. I continue tonight. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. Verse 33 says, and when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And so he was crucified at the third hour. And then by the ninth hour, he gave up the ghost. And so you see 6 hours of agony. That's what I'm talking about. That on a particular Friday, 6 hours in that 24 hours, something supernatural happened. A lot of events, a lot of meanings, and a lot of, you want to call it what? Significance. That has brought us where we are today. And what I needed to understand, we're looking at what actually happened within the 6 hours. But what you need to understand is that as a child of God, every day cannot be a normal day for you. And if you hear what I said, if God has a purpose for your life, every day cannot be a normal day. Every day can be a very special day for you. If you can see it like that. Because on that day, Good Friday, Passover was Thursday, they had already done the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Jesus had sat down with his disciples. They had broken bread, drank the wine, washed his disciples' feet, made a few statements. Judas said, please excuse me, I'll see you later. All of that. The disciples thought it was a regular Thursday night into Friday. Only to discover that Peter came in contact with the reality of the denial of Christ. Peter didn't realize that that was the day he was going to deny him. That's why Jesus said, watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation, because every day with God can be something else. That's why you can't miss church a Sunday, because the Sunday you miss church, it may be the Sunday that something was going to happen to you and for you. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know. You want us to continue singing and then we go home singing? No, I have to preach. I'm saying that if you look at this particular Friday with all the significance, with all the things that happened, when people just woke up to a regular Friday, thank God it's Friday, TGIF. Many people who don't work on the weekend, when Friday comes, they ain't able. They drag their feet to work. They are slow at work. Even Friday, many people wear jeans and t-shirts and things like that. It's like you are getting ready for the weekend mood. Three-hour lunch, you go home early. But that Friday that people are looking at as normal, that was a Friday, the 6 hours of that Friday, that the Son of God was crucified for our sins. And I'm saying that it can be a Monday, it can be a Tuesday, it can be any day of the week that God wants to do something significant for you in some particular hours. So you better not exclude yourself. Because many people do that. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is. You may not understand why you should not exclude yourself from meetings. I mean, Easter convention, if you are part of the Good Shepherd Church, wherever you are, you have an Easter convention, you are part of this church. This is your church. Whether you're on the East Bank, you're in Georgetown, you're in Isikubu, wherever you are part of this church. Easter convention, do you know what God is going to do tonight? Or you want God to come and tell you that tonight I'm going to do something, so don't miss tonight? No, God is not going to tell you anything. The disciples were surprised when Jesus was arrested. Peter took out his sword and he cut off somebody's ears. Jesus said, don't do that. He knew what was going to happen. The disciples didn't know. They scattered. If they look back at that particular Friday, many of them will regret and feel sorry. That's why sometimes we carry some days with us. Sometimes we carry some months with us. Sometimes we carry some years with us. 2022, 2021 was a bad year for me. You carry it with you. Because in every season, there are particular moments in the season, in the year, in the months, in the weeks, and in the days that God chooses to do something supernatural. And it is our responsibility to not miss a day, because the day you miss might be the day God has chosen. Even in school. This is when we used to go to school. Formal school. You can miss it, a class. That was a class that Miss came to give some tips that was coming in the examination. When you woke up in the morning, you felt like you don't want to go to school. That was the day the science teacher came and said, go and revise this. This is what is coming in the exams. Well, he comes quietly. In our days, they come quietly, they write on the board. And after 10 minutes, they wipe the board. You must be careful. That's all your questions on the board. So 6 hours on a particular Friday, a lot of things happened. It is just like many, many events that have happened in the Bible. We can start from Adam and Eve. Our great, great, great grandfather and grandmother. Adam didn't know that there was going to be a day that he will see that he's naked. Until that day came. In fact, when that particular day came, Adam must have been surprised when he was now hiding from God. He was always having fellowship. He was always talking to God. God would come and have breakfast with him and his wife. Then a particular day came that Adam went to hide. There's a day. There is going to be a day for everybody. Even your death, there's a day. All of us here, there's a day that is written in heaven that you are going to die. It's just except that you and I don't know. Just as you have a birthday, and you have an anniversary, and you have this, graduation, all the things you have, the same way you also have a day, D-O-D, day of death. Yes. It takes a day. It takes a few moments of a day. You meet somebody, you part company, then you hear 2 hours later that the person you met, the person is dead. You say, oh, Because that 1 hour on that particular day, in that particular month, in that particular, it was the day the person was supposed to die. So Adam didn't realize. He was so surprised when he now had to leave the home God had created for him. That day, Adam will never forget the day when he took the apple and said, "Eve, my dear, we will die together." Only to realize that he was a stupidy. That's when God came. He didn't make a difference between who did what and who did what. He said, "All of you, get out." The King of Kings was humiliated. Prophecy was fulfilled. They reviled him. They mocked him. For what? You know who? You know that somebody can kill you because of mocking? There was darkness. Darkness from 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. From the 6th to the 9th hour. In verse 46 of Matthew chapter 27, he was forsaken by God himself. I don't know how it means and feels to be forsaken when you cannot be separated. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we know that they are Trinity. That's one of the foundations of our faith. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in his Son, Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. That the Trinity is a real thing. Now, Jesus is forsaken. How can he be connected to God the Father and the Holy Spirit and be forsaken? It's mysterious. Just remember, when he was being baptized by John the Baptist, the three team came together before he started his ministry. So he was both God and man at the same time. The Bible says the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. So he was not alone. Then the presence of the Father was also there. And so he spoke. "This is my beloved Son." So the three came together around and with Jesus. And so when you hear in this verse, the verse, what, verse 50, verse 46, that he was forsaken by God, it means that Jesus saw the two take a step away. That they had always been working together here on earth, doing miracles, teaching his disciples, doing all kinds of, for 3 years. And all of a sudden, he doesn't feel them around him. He stretches his hand and there's nobody's hand to hold. Then number 8, the veil of the temple in verse 51. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. The veil of the temple. I hear the veil of the temple was 60 feet high. That's about 3/4 of the width of this building. And so width is about 77 feet. The veil that divided the holies of holies from the holy place, it was 60 feet high. I was trying to look for the thickness, but it was also very thick. That darkness, the 6 hours that Jesus was on the cross, there was a big blind. I'm talking about a curtain like a blind. It was in the temple. There was a place where only the high priest could go once every year. And then there was a place before that. And then there's a place before that. So there were 3 places. The deepest, or the third place, was the holiest of holies, where the ark of God was. And only the high priest goes there once a year. If you are not a high priest and you go close, you will die. During that 6 hours of darkness, the 6 hours of pain and agony and humiliation, the Bible says that the blind, the curtain, that was 60 feet high and how many inches of whatever thick, it tore in two like that. It's like somebody came, measured the center. Andre, is this center you call it? Measured the center, and right in the center, he used a scissors and he cut the blind. He cut the curtain that separates the Holy of Holies from the holy place. He cut it into two. Now, if you go home and you see that your blinds are falling off the rod, that one is even something. Say, hey, what happened? How much more you go and then the middle of the curtain is cut from the top to the bottom like that? You know, you can easily not sleep in your room that night. This was a place that nobody could go. And now all of a sudden, the middle, like that. It's just like what Coco's, what's Coco? Coco's trying to do here that. This is a room. This is, the blind is on this side, the blind is on that side. So you enter a room like that. Can you see it? I wanted to ask her what she meant by that. There was an earthquake. You know, the last time we felt earth tremors here in Guyana. Not quake, tremor. That is the after effect of an earthquake. You are there, you feel that the place is shaking. Whilst he was on the cross, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Not the bottom to the top. You could have said somebody took a scissors and he cut from the bottom to the top. This one, it came from the top to the bottom. So whoever cut it from above. It's very important to notice that it was torn from the top, not from the bottom. And the earth did quake. 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, earthquake, darkness, earthquake. The rocks rent. What does rock renting mean? Broke into two. Rocks dividing into two without anybody doing anything to them. All of this happened 6 hours on that Friday. The Bible says graves open. Some grandparents, their graves opened. So if you were driving around a cemetery road on that particular Friday and you happen to be on cemetery road where they are fixing the road in La Repente cemetery on during the 6 hours, at the particular moment where God chose to cause tombs to open, oh yes, you understand what I'm talking about. You drive into somebody's car, it's like Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller. And I guess the place, the tombs, the dead bodies, they open the tombs like that and they come out. You run away. Tombs were open. Now ask yourself, who dies and all these things happen? I know sometimes when you look into the sky, it's a star or a meteor or something like that, it flies. I've heard people say that, oh, that is somebody who is dead, and the person's star is gone. Now one particular person dies on a particular hour of a Friday, and all these things happen. Graves open. And people who are dead came out. You go home, you see your auntie. She's sitting in the chair in the house. auntie who died 4 years ago. Somebody has died for somebody to be to come out of the grave. And whilst all these things were going on, people didn't even understand why. What is this? What is this? What is this particular Friday? I thought Friday is a Friday. I thought this Friday was just a normal Friday. Why are these things happening all together on this particular Friday? What is going on? And many people couldn't put things together because everything was invisible. Yes, the earthquake was okay. The darkness, you could see. So the earthquake and the darkness, you think that the world is coming to an end. Now you see, there were resurrections. Many bodies of the saints which slept arose. There's a little bit of explanation here. Because this resurrection took place a little after, not on the same day. Because Jesus was the first person to die and rise from the dead. So nobody could have rise from the dead before he rose from the dead. So this is connected with time. Then verse 54, my last point for tonight. There was a centurion. A centurion is a military, a soldier who is in charge of 100 soldiers. Century. Centurion comes from the word century. A century is 100 years. So centurion is a soldier who, and a captain, an army officer who has charge in those days in the Roman Empire, had charge over 100 soldiers. So he was in charge of the soldiers who did all the bad things around Jesus, including those who didn't turn up to work that day. If that day you were sick, you didn't turn up to work, God really loves you. Because you are going to lash somebody that you are not supposed to lash. The centurion, the guy who was in charge of all the torture, all the problems. When Jesus was left, Pilate washed his hands and he gave him up. All the punishment, the beating, the pain, the blood, everything. The person who oversaw, who made sure that those things were happening, was a centurion. When they cast lots for his clothes, when they gave him vinegar and gall, when they pierced his side, when he spoke and they said, he's calling Elijah. The person who was the overseer of all those things, the centurion. After witnessing the earthquake, the darkness, the Bible said, now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly. And they said, truly, this is not an ordinary man. That is why sometimes we preach and we say, don't just follow a pastor. Don't just follow a church. You have to sometimes look at the evidence on the ground that makes the church a good church or the pastor a man of God. Because it took some things. Because these soldiers, they are not stupid. They are the ones, they collaborated with the chief priests and the Pharisees to kill Jesus. There was no remorse. There was no sorry. There was nothing about it. Another guy, some guy was trying to cause an insurrection. Let's just take him out. So to pause and notice the things that happened that particular Friday, and to explain and understand that this indeed was the Son of God. It was God's mercies. Because some people saw it, nothing happened to them. They didn't see anything. Nothing was explained. It wasn't clear to them. They walked away with the impression that probably one of the biggest thieves they've ever caught in the history of this country. Six hours. On Friday. It changed us. It changed our lives. And therefore, there is nothing that can have its power over you. There is nothing in the heavens above, on the earth below, under the earth, that can challenge the 6 hours, the effect of it, the things that happen, and what you and I have attained. There's nothing that can beat it.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.